Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Jack's going to be my first guest tomorrow in Cape May. He was in person with us, if you remember. I think last summer, or maybe the summer before that, but he can't make it in person tomorrow because he has an event in North Jersey. And I said to them, don't worry about it, because they were, I said, it's okay. Like, I mean, he's not governor yet. At some point, he'll have a state police escort. But until that time comes, you don't want to have to worry about traffic on a Friday going from literally the most southern part of the state getting up to North Jersey on a Friday in the summer. So I said, don't sweat it. We'll just do the phone. It's fine. But I'm excited to chat with him tomorrow. He got a big endorsement today by a labor group in New Jersey. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. I want to make sure you weigh in today on this whole debate that we're having. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you would like to weigh in, I'm sending you a clip, guys. I don't know if it's the same Obama cut or not, but I'm going to send it to you anyway. 855-839-1210 as the number for you to weigh in. What do you want the president to do right now? The White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt saying we are going to decide. The president will decide within 2 weeks, within 2 weeks. This is what Karoline Leavitt also said today regarding Iran. They have all that it needs to achieve a nuclear weapon. Take a listen.
When the president said a few weeks away, did he mean obtaining enough enriched uranium to start building a weapon? Or did he mean Iran is a few weeks away from completing the production of a weapon?
I'm glad you asked that, Weijia. It's an important question, and it's one, frankly, the media has been getting wrong. Let's be very clear. Iran has all that it needs to achieve a nuclear weapon. All they need is a decision from the Supreme Leader to do that. And it would take a couple of weeks to complete the production of that weapon, which would, of course, pose an existential threat, not just to Israel, but to the United States and to the entire world. And that is something that the entire world, including countries like Russia, is in agreement with, that Iran should not and cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. And that's why the president believes that. And he's believed that, again, not just his political career, but frankly, his entire life.
So maybe that gives you some insight into what the president's decision is ultimately going to be within the next 2 weeks. Dan is in Havertown. Dan, what's going on, my man? Dan, are you there? I don't think Dan is there. All right, let's try Michael in Wilmington. Michael, are you there? Hello. Well, Michael's got his radio on, and I don't think he can hear the fact that I'm talking to him. All right, we'll try to call back. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. That's the number. So this is the endorsement that Jack Ciccarelli got, and it's a big deal. It really is. It's a big deal. So, you know, whenever you're thinking about the votes in these kind of elections and getting working people, I look at how the working people went and what am I granting permission to you guys to do? What is this now?
Something Zoom related, because you just popped up on my desktop.
Oh. Should I grant you permission?
I think so, because your camera froze on our end.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
It's working on my end.
Yeah, you see what I see, Matt? Like, it's frozen.
Yeah,
here,
it's
right?
Frozen.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, let me sign out of the Zoom meeting, and then you want me to sign back in or not?
We can test it. You just
this is riveting radio, isn't it? This is what people signed up for. They wanted to hear us talk about how to do a stupid Zoom meeting for our YouTube chat. This is how the sausage is made, kids. Right here, right now. This is what we do. By the way, Jimmy Fallon is going to be on the show tomorrow as well. Fallon has a comedy show in our backyard in Pottstown, Pennsylvania on Saturday, August 9th. He'll be on stage in Pottstown. So I would love for you to go out and see him that night, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. But obviously I'm in his studio right now because I did his show today. But we'll, you know, have a nice chat with him tomorrow. Anyway, so the union that's backing Jack Ciattarelli got distracted by this. Let's talk about this group. It is, as David Wildstein of NJ Globe put it, a big deal. One of New Jersey's most politically influential labor unions, the IUOE 825, has endorsed Republican Jack Ciattarelli for governor. They are the operating engineers of New Jersey. Why does this matter? Because I see the same thing happening that happened with Trump, which is the working men, the working women, going with the Republican over the Democrat, because they realize how the Democrats have completely sold out the green climate scam and what that means and how it costs them jobs. And the Democrats were coming for their jobs. And you know what? These union guys, union gals, because the only union the Democrat Party has left, the teachers union. I've told you that before. That's the only union they have left. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, has endorsed Jack Ciattarelli for governor of New Jersey, giving the Republican nominee the support of one of the state's most politically potent labor unions. The 8,000-member union can provide Ciattarelli with boots on the ground during his campaign and the potential to spend a significant amount of money through independent expenditures to help him win. Quote, New Jersey is at a crossroads. We face an energy crisis, an affordability crisis, and a crisis of common sense. The solutions are basic, but may not be politically popular, said the union's manager, Greg Lalavi. We need a governor who will tackle our challenges and not cave to the fringe political voices. Jack Ciattarelli understands New Jersey and what needs to be done to fix our great state. That's huge. This union backed his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, 4 years ago. He said, Ciattarelli's willingness to create jobs by supporting projects involving natural gas, that's key. And he went after Democrat Mikey Sherrill for banking on solar as a solution to the state's energy needs. Quote, the notion that we can do this without natural gas is insane. We can't get there just on solar. That's impossible. The union leader was especially critical of environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, which supports Mikey Sherrill. They kick, scream, lie, cry, stomp their feet, hold their breath, and the politicians wilt as they don't offer solutions, he said. Good for them. Outstanding. Ciattarelli promised to replace current members on the Board of Public Utilities and also the staff as well. Something that the union loves, saying New Jersey has the most mileage of replaceable pipe in the U.S. and the Board of Public Utilities asked utility companies to scale them down. We need a robust economy. And he also hinted that there are going to be more building trades endorsements on the horizon for Jack Ciattarelli. There are powerful statistics about why building trades should go his way. Ciattarelli's position on immigration will be popular with blue-collar union members, who noted that President Donald Trump, who endorsed Jack, directed federal agencies to honor union project labor agreements. So that's a big, big deal of this operating union group backing Jack Ciattarelli for governor of New Jersey. I'm really excited about that. That gives me hope. That really does. I have a lot of hope. I really believe he's going to win. I mean, I know November's a long time from now, and it's a million years in politics. But if the election's today, he wins, and I think he's going to win. I really do, and I'm not just saying that to be Pollyannish. You know me; I don't do that. I never do that. I think Jack's going to win this one. And it's going to be great for us. It really will. It'll be great for us. Be great for the country, great for New Jersey, and it'll be a big win for the president. A big win for the president. Absolutely. So let's hope that that happens. All right, 855-839-1210. Michael's calling back from Wilmington. Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Maybe a slightly different perspective than a lot of people have offered on Iran. First, Donald Trump knows that in business, sometimes the best negotiation is delay when you know the other side's going to collapse or fall apart. And I think if you follow in like the Jerusalem Post, the news on a daily basis, Israel's winning this war hands down. Not a single jet has been shot down. Iran can't use their air force to fly over Syria, Iraq, and Jordan. Israel's already hobbled Hezbollah and Hamas. They know where the Ayatollah is. And last night, Israel bombed the surrounding area of the compound where the Ayatollah is. In other words, the Ayatollah could be taken out today by Israel if they want. And I think they instead, if you watch, Netanyahu makes daily messages in Farsi, speaking directly to the Iranian people. Interesting statistics. In Iran, 65% of the people are younger than 40 years old. And according to a poll in 2022, 75% of them have not been to a mosque in the past year. So in other words, a very small minority of people run Iran, and they're hobbled. Most dozens of the top military leadership have been killed. They're going to run out of ballistic missiles within 2 weeks. They had 2,200 last week. Israel's destroyed 40% of them on the ground. And if they shoot 50 or 100 a day, they'll be out of missiles that can hit Israel within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Cleverly, I think Donald Trump has made a deal that can't be accepted. If Iran was to accept a deal a month ago, we would have lifted sanctions. They would have been able to sell oil on the world market and make hundreds of billions of dollars a year. That's column A. Would you want Iran now to refuel itself after what Israel has done to it? The answer would be no. So you don't want an agreement with Iran. You do not want to lift sanctions on Iran. You want the Ayatollah to continue to be isolated. His television stations were hacked yesterday. They've bombed another television station the other day. The Ayatollah probably is in power for less than 2 weeks.
Really? That's your thinking. You think he's going to be taken out from within or by Israel?
Israel is not going to kill him. It's like they're going to let the matador be an Iranian. And I think what they're going to permit, they're going to encourage Iranians to do is to put him on trial, not to execute him, not to hang him, not to do anything brutal, but to put him on trial. And there's already rumors. If you follow, there's a lot of different Facebook, TikTok, and Israel sites of people within Israel and within Iran. And you see people talking about the trial of the Ayatollah. That's already been rumored. And I would not be surprised if within a week Donald Trump says, I think the Ayatollah is an illegitimate leader, he doesn't represent his people, and I don't think he's the party we need to negotiate with. So I don't think we need to bomb that mountain with a buried thing. I think that's probably not really a good solution anyway, because you can have uranium leaks and everything else that goes with that. I think you wait for you let Israel do what they're doing. They have killed the top leadership. The leadership gets replaced, they kill them. The leadership gets replaced, they kill them. At this point, the Israelis, I think they've already killed four successive leaders of the Revolutionary Guard. Let them do their work. They've not had a single jet fired, knocked down. And Iran's great strength is it's an impenetrable country to be invaded. So you don't invade them.
Let me ask you, you're obviously incredibly, incredibly knowledgeable on this subject, Michael. So I'm going to ask you a question. What about the Strait of Hormuz and the idea that Iran could theoretically attack our United States Navy vessels?
That's exactly what we should be focused on. We should be focusing, if you think of an octopus, the head and the tentacles, think of the tentacles of terror, which would be Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the other miscellaneous groups that are out there. We should right now be doing exactly what Israel's doing, which they are. Yesterday, most people don't know this, yesterday Israel launched major attacks of the Houthis in Yemen. You haven't read that. That's been on the American press. They made major attacks on Hezbollah last year. Most people don't know this. Israel started this war against Iran last year when they knocked out Hezbollah and Iran. The current president, the current president of Lebanon is a Maronite Christian, a former general, and he is now in control of putting Hezbollah under control. Hezbollah is not able to provide intelligence for Iran for most of their missiles at this point, and that used to be where they were doing it. Yesterday, a drone factory was bombed also in Lebanon by Israel. Most people don't know that because we don't cover it. We're all talking about what the American president is going to do.
Right.
As opposed to what's actually happening on the battleground over there. What we should be doing is making sure that the Straits of Hormuz stay clear, and we should be doing whatever we can to knock out all of the proxy tentacles of terror that Iran has and basically leave the Ayatollah isolated, cut off all his tentacles, bomb everything around his compound. Right now, they showed a video last night. The compound where he is hid, where the Ayatollah is, Israel's bombed all of the surrounding roads, the power utilities. He probably is going to run out of water and run out of power within a week. And he can't go anywhere because Israel could kill him if they want to. And I think what Israel's smartly doing is they're saying this is up to the Iranian people to rise up. The largest population group in Iran are women who've been oppressed. Most of them, if you read about the women who've like self-immolated or were executed for wearing hijabs, the Ayatollah represents a very small minority of people, and all of the people around him have been killed.
And I want to get your take on this. The New York Times reporting on the Strait of Hormuz, right? Saying the following, and again, it's in your time, so we'll take it with a grain of salt. Iran retains the naval assets and other capabilities it would need to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, a move that could pin any U.S. Navy ships in the Persian Gulf, American military officials say. It means that the White House senior military officials have raised the need to prepare for that possibility after Iranian officials threatened to mine the strait if the United States joined Israel's attacks on the country. The narrow 90-mile waterway connecting the Persian Gulf to the open ocean is a key shipping route. A quarter of the world's oil and 20% of the world's liquefied natural gas passes through it. So mining the Gulf would cause a choke point and gas prices to soar. It could also isolate American minesweepers in the Persian Gulf on one side of the strait. Two defense officials indicated the Navy was looking to disperse its ships to the Gulf so that they would be less vulnerable. Your thoughts on that?
I think you take our targets out of the way and you strike from afar. But there's also that still raises the question, who would order the mining? If the Ayatollah, if you cut off the communications, you know this, and most people know this, you can black out wireless contact by certain devices. You could do that. You can cut off, if you know where the Ayatollah is, you're not very far. And you can bomb the public utilities and the roads surrounding them. You're not very far from saying we can cut him off from communication completely. And anyone that goes there, we can take them out with drones or we can take them out with people on the ground. Mossad has had, apparently they've had hundreds of people carrying out operations in the past week from within Iran. I think the question would be who would make the order? What's the chain of command? If the Ayatollah is, and this is where I think this is probably the focus of intelligence, that we're not privy to any of this. I think the question would be if the Ayatollah is deposed, which general steps up? His top generals have been successively killed. The most recent general that's been there has only been there for a day. The person who was there the day before was shot dead. The day before was exploded. So the question there is, what kind of chain of command even still exists within Iran right now? Who does the Ayatollah speak to if the person he spoke to yesterday has already been executed? And how that plays out over 2 weeks? To me, the question should all be right now is, what comes next in terms of who's making decisions if the Ayatollah is not making those decisions?
Michael, you're incredibly intelligent and informed man, and I have reason to believe you can't share all those details why, but I really gratefully took the time to call the show. So thank you, my friend.
Thanks for the call.
You bet. All right. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Listen, let me tell you about, well, first of all, Cape May tomorrow, live show. I told you the Zealy Army is the smartest, most loyal, and funniest audience in the history of radio, period. In the history of broadcasting, because we're bigger than radio, obviously, but in the history of broadcasting, especially because I may end up just podcasting it someday. So we are Zealy Army, the funniest, smartest, most loyal, by far, no question about it, in the history of broadcasting. But I'm going to tell you about Tri-County Auto and why I want you to support them, because they are about American cars. And I love American cars. I'm all about driving American. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. It's beautiful green. They call it Sarge Green is the color. Beautiful Jeep Wrangler. And I just ordered one of those mesh tops. So when you take the Freedom top off, you can keep the sun out. I mean, the sun gets in, you know what I mean? But it's like a shade, a mesh shade thing. I can't wait to put it on. I loved last year, we drove down to Virginia Beach and we went over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel, and I had all the doors off. And the kids loved, like, they loved it. They thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I love driving American. And Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, they actually right now have employee pricing plus for everybody. And they also have their Jeep Tops Off sales event, which means that you can get incredible leases on a Jeep Compass, for example. They also have a really great lease on a the Dodge Ram 1500. So yeah, a big Ram truck if you want to go that way. But whatever you want, Tri-County, great people, loyal to us, part of our team. Brian Krieger and his wife Cheryl have done so much for our veterans, even donating a Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manning Foundation for the veterans. So all you got to do is go to tricounty.com, tricounty.com, and see their incredible selection. Get employee pricing plus the entire month, and the feel and the pride of driving American. That's what I love. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. I'm telling you, listen, I'm so happy I bought a Jeep Wrangler. I love it. You know, I think it is just the freedom of that. But when you turn the car on and you see, you know, Jeep since 1942, I guess it is, and they show you the little graphic of the old Jeep from World War II. So it's very, very cool. It really is. It's just something, I don't know, very special about it. And Tri-County, the fact that they want to be our sponsor, that they're part of the show, and right off 422, Collegeville, Downingtown, Limerick, easy to get to from wherever you are. Go see them today, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Yesterday, by the way, the the Supreme Court came out and ruled that Tennessee has the right to ban gender mutilation surgeries and procedures for minors. The media, corporate media, the legacy media, as you can imagine, melting down and acting like this is some sort of fundamental threat to liberty. These people are the worst, aren't they? So I have a couple clips for you from our friends over at Newsbusters. We're going to start with PBS. This is pretty cringy here. As the legacy media threw a fit on Wednesday over the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Tennessee banning activist doctors from sexually mutilating children in the name of gender. Cut 15.
Welcome to the News Hour. The Supreme Court is upholding Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. In a 6-3 decision today, the justices ruled that the state's law, which prevents children from accessing treatments like puberty blockers or hormone therapy, did not violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
In the court's majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, "The voices in these debates raise serious concerns. The implications for all are profound." But he went on to add that the court will leave the issue to the people, their elected representatives, and the democratic process. Tennessee is one of 27 states that have enacted some form of legislation limiting gender-affirming care for minors. And advocates say today's ruling is a huge setback for trans rights across the country.
A setback for trans rights across the country? Stop it! Come on. Really? Here's SCOTUS, the report from, this is again courtesy of Newsbusters from CBS News, cut 16.
Well, John, first of all, this case came about when Tennessee, like dozens of other states, passed a law banning the use of puberty blockers, hormones, surgeries for children who may want to change their biological sex. A group of parents and children, the ACLU and the Biden administration sued. They said these laws are unconstitutional. But in that 6-3 ruling written by the Chief Justice, the court said that people who identify as transgender who are minors, they don't have a constitutional right to access those kind of treatments. And furthermore, where there is this kind of growing international medical and scientific uncertainty and the long-term health impacts are still kind of unclear, that those kind of policy decisions are best left to the states, not federal courts. So what does all this mean? It means that Tennessee's law, like those in 26 other states, now can be enforced. And if you're a parent in those states and you want your child to have access to that kind of treatment, you're going to have to go to a state that will allow it.
Oh my gosh, a state that will allow it. You'll have to go to another state that will allow you to chop your kids' boobies off. What a country. I hope at some point this is banned on the federal level. I don't know why it's taking so long to ban it on the federal level. I'm sort of losing my patience with all this, but that's not the cringiest one, though. The cringiest one is from this lunatic on PBS. We'll give the audio for you of this woman. And again, courtesy of our friends over at Newsbusters. They do a great job, you know, of capturing how the corporate legacy media reacts to everything. So listen to this woman explain what the Supreme Court's ruling means for you and for the country. Take a listen.
The Supreme Court literally just ended civil rights. By rights, our taxpayer PBS journalists mean the right of self-involved activist doctors to sexually mutilate children. By rights, they mean stripping women of their right to compete in sports fairly. By rights, they mean stripping women of their right to safely use the toilet in peace. Gotta have equal rights for those peeping toms. Or is that, wait a minute, a gendered term? Denying their right not to be offended? That's almost as bad as stripping pervs the right to drive kids to school on the Lolita Express.
So you picked up the kids dressed like that?
Yeah. Like the word woman, PBS has quite a fickle definition of the term rights. To them, it means the right to force everyone else to affirm their rejection of reality. And you can only do that by stripping everyone's right to disagree. That's why they insist they must continue forcing you to foot the bill for their propaganda, or else it's a violation of their First Amendment.
We're here to defend the freedom of speech.
It's no wonder why transgenderism is so appealing to our media partisans, since they count on rewriting definitions and facts to make their truth reality.
That was obviously Newsbusters' Justine Brooke Murray mocking PBS and their coverage of this. 13,944 gender reassignment procedures performed on minors between 2019 and 2023. 14,000 gender reassignment procedures performed on minors in the in that four-year period. That insane or what? Huh? Jerry is in Elmer weighing in on the Iran situation. Jerry, how are you?
Yeah, okay. Wait. The problem is...
Hello? Jerry, are you there?
I always have orders. I want to.
I think they're going through a drive-thru. Jerry, are you ordering chicken nuggets or something? Jerry! All right. He's not, I don't think he's, I think they're going through the drive through at Chick-fil-A. It's okay. Call back 855-839-1210. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Make him your man. So her point, though, about how they want to control the information so that you don't have the ability to have these kind of debates and everything. So former President Barack Obama, he's back. I don't know why he won't go away. It's just amazing. The guy won't go away. Well, he just started talking about why we need to really be able to. He's all for free speech. He does that disclaimer that they always do. You know, I'm all for free speech, but he wants a social media ministry of truth, basically. This is from Western Lensman on X, who does a great job putting this stuff out there. He says we want diversity of opinion, but it's going to need some government regulatory constraints. This is the mind of the left. This is what they ultimately want to do with censorship, to be able to control the narrative, to control what you're able to say, and to control what you're able to hear. Because remember, the First Amendment is not just simply about your right to say something. The First Amendment is also about your right to hear differing opinions. And they don't like that. They didn't like that during COVID when they shut everything down and wouldn't let you debate. They don't like you having the ability to hear things that they don't want you to hear. Not just say those things, but hear those things. So here's Obama. Take a listen.
But part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of fact. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, regulatory constraints around some of these business models in a way that's consistent with the First Amendment, but that also says, look, there is a difference between these platforms letting all voices be heard versus a business model that elevates the most hateful voices, or the most polarizing voices, or the most dangerous in the sense of inciting violence voices. And that I think is going to be a big challenge for all of us that we're going to have to undertake.
So I'm totally for the First Amendment, but we can't elevate those voices that are hateful or spread misinformation. And then, of course, they always throw in the gratuitous, you know, or advocate for violence, you know, as if, because, you know, if you put that that cherry on top, then people go, oh, yeah, right. Obviously. Oh, no, we need to regulate that. We can't have platforms that elevate the hate or the misinformation. But who decides what's hate and what's misinformation? I mean, if the left had their way, if you criticized any of these doctors for mutilating children, that would be considered hate speech and also would be considered disinformation and could also lead to violence because somebody could phone in a bomb threat to a hospital where they're butchering children. They want to control the entire narrative. But at the same time he says this, though, he also says the United States is dangerously close to moving towards autocracy. So you got to laugh at these lefties, right? On the one hand, they're turning around, they're screaming about how we need more control over social media, more control over the internet, more control over your ability to say and hear different points of view and opinions. But somehow we're moving closer to an autocracy. Dude, you're literally advocating an autocracy. That's what you're advocating here. That's what you're trying to create. Problem is, you just don't like the fact that you're not in charge of it. Cut 13.
If you follow regularly what is said by those who are in charge of the federal government right now, there is a weak commitment to what we understood, and not just my generation, at least since World War II, our understanding of how a liberal democracy is supposed to work. And when I say liberal, I don't mean left. I mean liberal in the sense of believing in rule of law and independent judiciary.
Oh, enough. I can't take it. That's enough. Thank you. Enough with him. I want to hear from this judge in Texas. That's what I want to hear. This is my kind of judge. So this judge in Texas scolded a man who brazenly wore a T-shirt to court. And this kind of reminds me of my cousin Vinny a little bit. Like, you know, Mr. Gambini, what is that you're wearing? You know, kind of like that. Remember that scene? Justin, can you pull that up for me? When the judge and my cousin Vinny says to Mr. Gambini, what are you wearing? He's got his leather suit on. Remember the leather jacket?
Yeah, I can make that happen.
I know Matt DeSantis has never seen that movie, but
I've seen it. I love Joe Pesci.
Oh, that's right. You think he's the greatest actor of all time. I forgot.
I didn't say he was the greatest. I said he was better than Al Pacino, Dunkachino.
Right. I disagree. I think Al Pacino's Dunkachino was an outstanding comedy bit. Only very, very capable, smart, funny actors can pull off that kind of comedy. So I'm just saying. While we're pulling that up, let me go to Jerry and Elmery. Call back. Jerry, how was your drive-through takeout experience?
Oh, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. Hey, Rich.
Yes, Jerry.
Has anybody talked about what happened the last time we dropped a Moab?
The mother of all bombs?
Yes, we dropped the same bomb they're talking about in Afghanistan, and it worked. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know if we should drop it or not, but it worked. For the first time, the Romans, Genghis Khan, the Persians, they didn't get at the Afghans in their ancestral caves, but that thing did, and it scared them. And Trump said, you stay there. Now, in their hubris and ignorance, the Biden team changed the timing of the Afghan withdrawal. Trump had them in their caves in the winter, and he was going to withdraw in the spring. The Biden team pushed it back to near September 11th. That was late August. And the Taliban was out of their caves. So these people, they respect power. I've read the Quran. Most of my liberal friends have not. I know the pillars of Islam. Most of my liberal friends have not. And they respect power. I don't know if we should... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand your point. You're not saying you don't know if we should use it, but the fact that he did is a point that they're definitely calculating on their end, 100%, right? Well, I mean, if you're Iran, you know what he's capable of doing.
Yes, but I'm talking about the liberals. They're ignorant of it. They won't mention that it's been used and it was successful. That's my point. Hey, Don. Hey, Rich, one other thing.
Yeah.
The cost of the parade, $40 million. Have you heard of a price tag for all of the protests?
I think the price tag for the destruction caused in the Summer of Love was something like $20 billion, I think.
Well, no, I'm talking about the protests at the No King's Day.
Well, listen, that was funded by a Walmart heiress, my man. So, you know, that was like a write-off for her. So.
What about the police? What about the barriers? What about the barricades? What about the over?
I hear you. Jerry, thanks for the call. Have a great day, my man. I appreciate you calling back. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. All right, I got to take a quick break, but we're coming back. I got a lot to get to. We have my cousin Vinny and what this judge said to this guy in her courtroom. You got to hear this. This is going to be great. It's really funny, actually. This might be my favorite clip of the day. But I got to tell you about who am I telling you about? There's a lot I can tell you about. First of all, we're going to be in Cape May tomorrow for our live show, 3 to 7 p.m. Hopefully, well, DeSantis will definitely be there. Hopefully, Justin will be able to be there as well. And that'll be great. And let me tell you about Garden State Earthworks. My buddy Lou Vargo, my man, he's going to solve your wet basement problems wherever water problems are a problem for you. Lou Vargo is going to take care of it and drain that water away once and for all for good. So it's gone. That's what you want. With all this rain we've been having and more on the way, those water problems you might be having, they never get better on their own. They only get worse. That's right. So you need somebody to drain the water away once and for all. And I want you to reach out to Lou Vargo by calling 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Do it today. All right. He'll make you a priority. He's super busy this time of year because of all the rain, and they're the best at what they do. But when you call Lou and you tell him I sent you, he'll make you a priority today. 856-848-4444. He's helped me in two different homes, draining the wet basement out of my first home and draining our backyard. Wherever water's a problem for you, water against your swimming pool liner, causing it to shift, getting into your foundation, getting into your basement, or just ponding in the backyard, letting mosquitoes breed, let Garden State Earthworks solve it for good. 856-848-4444.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mentioned to you earlier today that the union guys are back in Chitterelli. We have the audio of their president speaking. We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Tomorrow we'll be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey from 3 to 7 p.m. Jack will be one of our guests on the show, and I'm excited to talk to him tomorrow. It'll be my first time having him back on the show since he won the nomination. And yeah, looking good. So very, very good. This is what happened in court. This guy shows up in court wearing a t-shirt I'll let the judge describe it for you. I think it's probably better if the judge describes it. But she's a Texas judge. And Jefferson County Judge Raquel West, less than pleased with defendant Sammy Morris's fashion choice when he appeared in her courtroom last week. Footage was posted to the 252nd District Court's YouTube page. What made you think this was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? The judge asked the man. Cut 23.
Good morning, sir. What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? That's all you could find? That's all, the only shirt you had in your closet? World's best farter. That's great. No, it says, I can read it. I see what it says at the bottom. You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate.
So it reminded us of this scene in My Cousin Vinny.
Mr. Gambini, are you mocking me with that outfit?
Mocking you? No, I'm not mocking you, Judge.
Then explain that outfit.
I bought a suit. You've seen it. Now it's covered in mud. This town doesn't have a one-hour cleaners, so I had to buy a new suit. Except that the only store you could buy a new suit in has got the flu. You get that? The whole store got the flu. So I had to get this in a secondhand store. So it's either wear the leather jacket, which I know you hate, or this. So I wore this ridiculous thing for you.
You on drugs?
Drugs? No, I don't take drugs.
I don't like your attitude.
What else is new?
Oh, yeah. All right, 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Maureen is in Aston. Maureen, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, no, he just asked me about what would I do at Iran. I said I'd blow the hell out of them. And they're complaining about the cost of the parade. There's no cost that you could put on the lives that were lost in Afghanistan. And how much equipment, how many billions of dollars worth of equipment did we leave in Afghanistan because of Biden? So that's the comparisons.
All right. Thank you, Maureen. Appreciate it. I imagine the president will make his decision. And your vote for Bomb Iran. Thank you for weighing in. 855-839-1210. You know, the crazy thing about all this, obviously, is, you know, I always try to be sane and rational and reasonable. I hope I come across that way, most days anyway. I think that we live in this day and age right now of people saying crazy things to get attention and clicks. But it's not just our side doing it, by the way. I mean, right now with this Iran thing, like the left is doing this too. James Carville went on the Will Cain show yesterday and suggested that RFK Jr. is going to kill more people than any cabinet secretary maybe in history. Now, just so you know, I was able to sit down today with my buddy Taylor Riggs. She's a co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. She's a Maha mom. We talked all about the great news yesterday that Kraft Heinz is taking out all their artificial food dyes. And you'll hear that on Jimmy Fallon's show, Fox Across America. But here's James Carville just saying something crazy for the sake of saying something crazy. That's 17.
Now, your party calling out the left on honestly how it's kind of become a weenie when it comes to men, condescending and talking down and ostracizing men. I've heard you say that. But I think you got a deeper problem in the way that the left is talking about America.
Well, if I took everything that they all said, it wouldn't amount to what Mike Lee said. Who's actually a United States senator? Who actually said something very harmful and very hurtful and has not apologized for it? So, I mean, we can go on. I'm not here to defend Whoopi Goldberg. She makes enough money. She has a big enough forum to do that. That's not any kind of a problem. Bobby Kennedy is going to kill more people than any cabinet secretary maybe in history with his idiotic vaccine policy which is the greatest public health intervention in the history of the world of vaccines.
See, and Will Cain did push back on him, and Will, I mean, Will did a great job pushing back on him. But you see what I mean? That crazy? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to kill more people than any cabinet secretary in history? Insanity. The insanity of the left. All right, quick turnaround. We're coming right back. And then we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Tomorrow, Kate May, live, 3 to 7 p.m., live show. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. You just come to the Grand Hotel of Kate May. And then they open the doors sometime around whatever time they open them. I don't know. And then you come to the fifth floor ballroom and you watch the show. The bars open during the show. And we'll have a great time, all right? It's our first official live show of the summer. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.